Five, four.
Good afternoon. This is a special call meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. And the Board of Education is meeting under the provisions of a specific executive order signed by Governor Lee that addresses meetings of governing bodies. The board has made a determination and is on record that this meeting is necessary to protect the public health, safety, and welfare in light of the COVID-19 emergency. And therefore, we are conducting this meeting electronically. And this meeting can be viewed on channel 15 if you are with Comcast, and will also be streamed on YouTube. So with that being said, I'd like to call, official call to order this meeting, and would ask Ms. Lammerhurt to please call the roll.
Okay, Mr. Phil Auer.
Present.
Ms. McClain.
Present.
Ms. Agle.
Present.
Ms. Webb.
Present.
Mr. Stevens.
So four board members present, one board member absent. We're also joined by superintendent and his administrative staff as well. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Please cast your vote. Motion to approve the agenda passes. Our purpose for this special call meeting is to approve some policy changes that are required to help us move forward through the current pandemic situation that we are dealing with. Dr. Borchers, before we start with these, I would ask you if you want to make any general comments in regard to what we're doing here today.
You were getting right at what I was going to say, Mr. Chairman. We did get three updates and suggestions, recommendations from TSBA, given our current situation. And because we actually were already doing these things, it's actually good timing for us. But we thought the earlier we could get these approved, the better, because then it just makes things more clear for staff, because we do have employees working from home. We do have some employees that have been deemed essential working on some critical things. So this will help us by passing these things, will help our staff, and we'll be able to communicate a little more clearly about expectations going forward during this time.
All right, the first item for action is Board Policy 1.8011, Emergency Closings. As by policy, we will be doing a first and second reading on these three policies today. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.8011, Emergency Closings.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Thank you.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Agle. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
Yes. Again, we're doing first and second reading. As you said, Mr. Chairman, I know the board has looked at this policy, but in the first section there, line two, going into three, because this is a public health emergency, that was added to this policy. And then the sections starting on line 10, and then the sections starting on 15. So all things that we were already doing, for the most part, this just kind of clarifies for our people. So we have gone ahead and created a list of essential employees, so supervisors know what those are. And depending on the situation, various people could be called in during this time.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is to approve Board Policy 1.8011, Emergency Closings. This is a first reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously of those board members present. Moving on to item B. Item B is the second reading of that policy 1.8011. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.8011, Emergency Closing.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. I see Mr. Stevens is now able to join us. Ben, can you hear us?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Great. Comments or questions on second reading? Then please cast your vote.
Oh, I need just a second to add Mr. Stevens back okay. in.
Okay. We have four yeses and one abstention. Moving on to Board Policy 5.1151, Telework During Emergencies. This is the first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.1151, Telework During Emergencies.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Again, as we know, we've all been teleworking here during this emergency, and this just kind of clarifies the reasons and strategies that would be used and how we would do that, and that myself or designee supervisors, executive directors, directors would determine what things are critical and what would need to be worked at through telework.
Comments or questions? Hearing none. Please cast your vote for Board Policy 5.1151. Did everybody vote?
Came through. Do you not see it?
No. I can't for some reason. No.
Okay. Richard, on the Zoom view, are you on the Board Policy 5.1151 first reading?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you see the results of the voting?
Yes, I do. And it's showing on the Zoom session.
Okay.
Does everyone see it but me?
Yes.
I can see it, Mr. Chairman.
Well, what's unusual about that, right?
It passes unanimously.
Thank you. I may need your assistance again. Okay.
Keys, mine did that earlier. If you unclick follow and then turn it back on, mine reset that way. So unfollow and then follow back. And it should, that's what happened to mine earlier.
You're right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now I can see it. You're right. That's what happened. Okay. Moving on to D is the second reading of Board Policy 5.1151, Telework During Emergencies. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.1151, Telework During Emergencies.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Engel, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers, any additional comments?
No further comments, but we know that we'll probably be doing this for some time, and we get better at it every day.
Please cast your vote then on Board Policy 5.1151, second reading. Well,
passes unanimously.
Thank you. And I don't know why it's doing that. I did what you said again.
You can't click on anything in between. Like, don't open any attachments or do anything else. That's what mine's been doing. If I just leave it alone, it won't mess up again.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay, moving on to item E, Board Policy 5.3051, FFCRA. Leave, first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.3051, FFCRA leave.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see, starting there with line two, that the Families First Coronavirus Response Act has been in effect since April 1. 2020 and will be in effect at this point until December 31, 2020. And you can see all the things that under paid sick leave, and we have reviewed this. It's important that we have this in place. We know that this is out there at least through December 2020. The board probably can realize this is kind of an unfunded mandate, and we're not quite certain how this will play out. We've been talking a lot about it. There's a lot of twists and turns with this, but we need to approve this. We need to, obviously live within these guidelines, and we'll keep the board up to speed in regard to this response act.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving then to a second reading on Board Policy 5.3051, FFCRA leave. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Any additional comments, Dr. Borchers?
No additional comments, no.
Any comments from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving to items for information, we have one item there, and it is a proposed draft resolution to suspend policies. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, yes, as you can see, there is a lot of information in this board resolution that we're not acting on today, but we certainly wanted to get it in front of you because of the amount of information in this. And we would just ask that if you have questions between now and our April 27th meeting, if you could send those questions to me. And Dr. Williams has been kind of taking this one on, amongst other things, in this interesting times that we're in. But it would help us a lot, since there's so much in here, if the board has any questions between now and the 27th, to please send those to us, and we can hopefully address those.
Any questions or comments at this point in time from the board members? Okay, let me mention again a couple of things. I will be sending to the board a list of the volunteers that have been our volunteers of the month. I'll send that as soon as our meeting is over. This is for your review. And at our April 27th meeting, we will select one of those volunteers to represent our district at the East District meeting. Those have to be submitted to TSBA by May the 1st. Also, we've talked about the extension of the food distribution until May the 29th and possibly longer. I know we've had a tremendous support through volunteers, from our staff members to parents to board members to community members. That list of need will be expanding now. So encourage those who have some time and are willing to do that to please sign up and help volunteer for that as well. Any other additional comments, Dr. Borchers?
No additional comments. I would just add that our team has been working very hard behind the scenes, and I couldn't be more proud of the work that's been happening in this strange time. But they continue to just impress me, and we always know that they're going to give their best, and that's happening all across the board. So very thankful for the team I have.
And I certainly would put an amen to that on behalf of the board. We appreciate being kept up to date, because as you mentioned earlier, it's an ever-changing situation, changing almost daily. And we appreciate the time and effort your staff and our teaching staff has been putting in to provide as best we can the opportunities for our kids to come back to school. I think when that time does arrive, and it will arrive, that the excitement our students have and our staff have to get back is going to be more than it ever was, but more so those parents who often say our summer vacation is not long enough are going to be glad that they understand that they are back in school. So we appreciate the work that everybody's doing, and it is making a difference, and that's very important. Any comments from the board? Lynn, thank you for guiding us through this. Dave, thank you for keeping us on the air. Board members and everybody that's listening and is tuned in, please stay safe and healthy, and there are better days ahead. And with that being said, we are adjourned.
Thank you.